Shalom Lechem, sweetest friend. This year is a continuation of the previous shiur, and this is the fifth shiur on the inyan of sina, parent, and how much to spend on mitzvahs. And we saw that dvarim previous shiur that there is an isser of going away from one's parents, because one has to be present in order to serve them. And then there's an additional isser of there's an additional mitzvah of serving them. That's a mahalicha, it's a problem, and then the fall, not serving them when you're away, is a problem. That was the Yesod HaDvarim. And now we can explain a medrash. The medrash says, famous medrash, Lech Lecha. Earlier on it says, Vayomas Terech B'charon. So, Rishayim, when they're alive, are called dead. That's Vayomas Terech B'charon. Arvin was afraid. He said, if I leave, it's going to be a Chil Hashem. They're going to say he left his father in his old age. Kadosh Baruch Hu said, no. You, I'm patering from Kibbut Avim, I'm not patering others. Not only that, but I'll be makdim. First I'll write his misa, and then your yitziah. First Vayamas Terach, and then Vayom Hashem Alavim. So there are numerous kashas on this medrash. But first of all, we see the Zechil Hashem here. So the Zechil Hashem, how did it help that Hashem is patering Avim from Kibbut Avim? It's still Zechil Hashem, it still doesn't look good. Number two, what's this hosef of, I'm going to be makdim his misa to your yitziah? So if Sophie's still alive? Number three, it says v'lo, not only that, but I'll be makdim his misa to your yitziah. But he already said that he's pater, Hashem pater Avram, so why do you have to be makdim his misa to your yitziah? Number four, it says you are patering, but not others. What's this hadgasha on not others? Mashim, that's the ikar limud here, that others aren't pater. Apitom, ikar limud should be Avram's patur. Rav Avinu understood it's a problem. Hashem said, but it's beseder because you're pater. It's mashin, the Eker Chiddush is that other people are chayiv. But that's not a Chiddush. Rav Avinu understood that he should be chayiv and others should be chayiv. The Chiddush is that he's pater. It should say that Rav Avinu is pater, not that others are chayiv. But that gosh is, L'chani pater cha mikibur aveim, ve'enini pater la'achim mikibur aveim. You and not others. What's the chiddush and not others? So based on what we explained, it appears as follows. That in the halicha of Avraham Avinu, there are two issues. One is the etzem halicha, and it's against the chiyuv of being present, to be able to be around to serve him. And number two, when he's far away, he's not going to be able to mekayim the mitzvah of machila mashkei, of practically serving him. He's not fulfilling his father's needs. Avraham Avinu was concerned, hinich zaken v'halachlo, he's an old man, and I'm not going to be fulfilling his needs. That was his only issue. That's a malicha he didn't have a problem with. Maybe he felt like we saw in the Raibid and the Chinuch in the previous year, there is no issue on the etzem malicha. It's only on the fact that you're not serving him. So that he was worried about Chil Hashem, because Mitzarei Karadin, there's no Kibbut Avim Yisrael Akum. And Terach is a Rashi, which means he's an Akum. Avraham Avinu is a Yisrael. So he's worried about the Chil Hashem. The Rambam says that Iker is chayv to be mechabit his father a little bit. So people don't say, oh, he used to be so holy and now he used to be more holy, and now that he converted, he's less holy. We don't want people to say that. So you have to be mechabit your father as a ger also. That's what he was worried about. He's worried about the Chil Hashem. People are going to say he's not mechabit his father as a ger. That's what Hashem said to him, L'chani poter. In other words, you're only worried about not taking care of your father. Hashem said there's also an issue of you going away. You need a patur for that also. L'chani potercha. I'm going to patur you from this being around. You're allowed to leave. There's no isur halicha. And therefore, you don't have to be present to constantly serve your father. We remind you that's kibbut aveim. Be around to serve them. Hashem says, no, I'm patering you from that. It's only mixes kavod. Mixes kavod doesn't mean that you have to always be around to serve them. And mainly you're pater. But the chiddush is that other people have an isra on the etzem halicha, but you don't. So that's lachani pater chavalo lacher. Because you only have the mitzvah of geirim, of mixes kavod. So you don't have to always be present. So your halicha is mutter. But the halicha of others is aser. So when Hashem said to Avram, you're potter from this chiyuv, you see that the Yisur of Shema Yomru is not stam in any pula which the goyim are going to say doesn't find favor in their eyes. But rather, you have to be mekayim the din. If al pi din, it's enough to give a little bit of kavod, then you don't have to be present all the time. And you're allowed to leave. And that itself is the answer to Avram Avinu's chashash. What? You're going to say that I left my father and I'm not taking care of him. But that's only if you're chayiv mitzad adin, not mitzad what the goyim are going to say. And since there's a tzivu lehedji of lech lecha, that you should taka go, so go. You don't have to worry. You're pater min adin. Because now you're not there anymore, and you don't have to go back. You're pater because you're not around, and you're not obligated to go back, as Hashem told you. But you have to go to Eretz Yisrael. There's no need of chil Hashem, because now you're doing al pi din. And the etzem halicha, you're fine. Because lecha ani potercha mikibud aveim, you don't have the normal chiyuv of kibud aveim. You don't have to be present. And therefore you can go away, and there's no chashash once you're away, you're pater. But not others. Others are not allowed to go away in the first place. Because they have to be present. You don't have to worry about what people are going to say, because you're doing al pi din. If Avraham Avinu was worried, people are going to say, oh, you left this old man who needs him, yeah, but meaning he's not taking care of him, but you're allowed not to take care of him. Because you're allowed to leave, because l'chani potem mikibud aveim, you don't have the normal chiv of kibud aveim of manhigo of always being around, like we explained in the previous year. So now you're allowed to leave. Once you leave, then you don't have to go back because of the tzivui Hashem. So don't worry about the chil Hashem because you're doing al pi din. In other words, writing the Misa first, the idea is that, first of all, he's a guy, so Rashayim v'chayim kriya mesim, and Ramele, you're not chayiv in the normal dinim of kibud. And he'll be like a mace. In addition to that, that's the velod. Not only that, he'll be like a mace, meaning he's not going to need your service. So first he's saying you're allowed to go away. And once you go away, you're putter from coming back. And don't worry about the fact that he's going to need your service. He's not going to need your service. Because he'll be like a mace who doesn't need you to give him to eat and give him to drink, etc. At dinner being the mace, it's not talking about Shasa Yitzia. So but afterwards, how are you going to possibly serve him? So Hashem says, don't worry about it. I'll be like a mace. He's not going to need it. He's not going to need machil or mashkei. That's betamsis, the mahalach and the medrash. And of course, there's a whole veld more to say. But Emir Hashem, we will continue on this amazing journey. This was the Rambam Halacha Yudim Paragvav. And if God is kind, then we're going to go on. We're going to discuss a mamzer. A mamzer is chiyuv in kibud aveim. Being mechaber aviv Russia. A lot of great things to look forward to. So, mirtz Hashem, we will continue. And I thank you so, so much for listening. And of course, on this Rambam, hopefully we'll revisit because there's so much more to say. Shalom, shalom.